organized?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's it is mind blowing, really, because you know, it's like 2 years ago, I'm on my couch, you know, wondering what's going to happen in my life with music, and Isaac and I are writing songs and just writing in a little my little basement, and you just don't know where it could go, and you know, to look at the depths and how big this thing has gotten, it's yeah, it's definitely shocking.
How are these songs created?
You know, it's different. A lot of times, you know, myself or Isaac will bring something together. We have like this great, actually, like collaborating thing where we can just kind of mold a lot of our ideas together. You know, there's several songs on the record that have a verse of mine, a chorus of his, or vice versa, and the lyrics, you know, will come usually later on. We'll start with like a melody or like a chord structure that really catches both of us, and then the lyrics will kind of build later, and we'll eventually even just talk. You know, we'll have our guitars out, and we'll be talking about the song for hours instead of actually playing it, just because we're just talking about it and what the song means and what we want it to say, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's a bit of that.
You know, these songs were recorded in Bloomington. You guys were shut away from the rest of the world for over a month. What was that like?
You know, I think, we love Bloomington. I mean, we know the whole town, like the back of our hands, because every night we'd go get dinner, you know, every day lunch if we had time, we'd go get some lunch, and we were definitely there during a very cold time, so, you know, we had nothing to do except for, you know, record the record, so we were in that little studio, and definitely had the best the town had to offer as far as food, so it was a perfect situation, because we didn't really get distracted, you know, like, it was just the studio, there wasn't, you know, big things to go out to, or the ocean, or like all this stuff, and even though Bloomington's great.
Well, that's putting a real positive spin on it, Joe.
Yeah, it totally did. I mean, it was kind of gloomy. It was because it was in, when was it, March?
Yeah.
March of last year.
February and
March. It was
really
gloomy. It was cold. Like, all the trees were dead. We stayed in a condo on this lake. I forget the lake name.
Lake Monroe?
Basically, it's where Mellencamp lives. The same lake, and we had a condo there. We're all just cooped up there, and we'd get up in the morning. It'd be like this cold morning, and we'd be out looking over the lake, and yeah, it just set this whole, it definitely set the whole mood for the record, and then going into the studio, you know, basically just submersing ourselves into the studio and not really in familiar environments, and yeah, it was a perfect situation for us.
Did you write anything here?
We actually wrote, you know, we finished, you know, two songs definitely in the studio, and it was interesting because I was eating at this one of my favorite Italian places there, and I was working on lyrics to All at Once, and so I'm writing out the lyrics, and I'm kind of stuck a little bit, and so it was like there was no one in the restaurant. It was kind of middle of the day, so there was a couple of waitresses there. And they didn't know what necessarily I was doing, but I was like, "Hey, can I ask you guys a few questions? Like, you know, what does it feel like when you do this?" And I was basically talking about relationships. Do you guys do this or that? Do you compare, or do you ever feel like, you know, you're with somebody, but you know, you're thinking about somebody else? Blah blah blah. And they were like, just like, you know, flowing out information. They're like, "Oh my God!" And then this man, and I was just like laughing about this whole experience, like. I mean, seriously, all of them came over, and they all started gathering and like, telling us about what they thought and their experience, and we're just jotting down ideas, and so, like, the whole rest of the song came from that little Italian place.
Was it, like, in downtown Bloomington?
Yeah, it's downtown Bloomington.
Like, Grazia or something?
Grazia, that's it.
Wow, okay, well, we'll keep that story forever, too. Now, what about a new album? Are you guys going to, any plans for a new album?
Yeah, you know, basically, we're going to start pre-production next summer, basically just kind of at home, writing the stuff, kind of hashing everything out, and then we're going to go out, do a little summer tour, play the new songs, and then basically after that summer tour, go right into the studio.
All right. Well, hey, man, good luck and welcome back to town.
Thanks so much, man. It's good to be back.